business.
Czechoslovak group. Fired up. The rapid rise of Europe's newest defence giant.
Until recently, Michael Sternad was hardly known in his home country, let alone elsewhere. The 33-year-old chief executive and majority owner of the Czechoslovak Group, or CSG, an arms maker, has in the past kept a low profile and remained focused on running the company founded by his father, at which he has worked since leaving high school. Yet since taking CSG public in January at a valuation of around 25 billion euro, that's $29 billion, the Czech Republic's richest man, who recently sat down with The Economist, has begun to draw more attention. So has his company, which employs 14,000 people and operates more than 30 production sites around the world. Last year, CSG brought in 6.7 billion euro in revenue, up 12-fold from 2021. 4/5 of that is defence-related, meaning the company is now among Europe's 10 biggest arms makers. Even that understates its rise. It is now the continent's second-largest maker of ammunition, behind only Germany's Rheinmetall, and Mr. Sternad is not done yet. CSG's rise has been propelled by the Ukraine war. The arms maker has played a central role in the Czech Ammunition Initiative, led by Petr Pavel, the country's president, and financed by Western allies, which has supplied Ukraine with bullets and shells. CSG has benefited both from sales directly to Ukraine, which accounted for 27% of its total last year, and the replenishment of European ammunition stocks. An acquisition spree has added extra firepower. In 2022, CSG bought a majority stake in Fiocchi, an Italian producer of small-caliber ammunition. In 2024, it acquired Kinetic Group, an American peer. Last month, it announced it would buy 49% of Hirtenberger Defence Systems, an Austrian maker of mortar shells. Mr. Sternad plans to continue shopping. The time for defence consolidation is now, he says. Indeed, CSG's boss has big ambitions. He says he wants his company to become Europe's biggest arms maker. In December, it signed a 7-year deal with Slovakia, worth up to 58 billion euro, to supply ammunition to members of the European Union as part of a joint rearmament initiative by the bloc. Although 3/4 of CSG's sales are made in Europe, Mr. Sternad is also eager for it to continue growing in America, which accounts for much of the rest. The company has certain advantages. Wages in the Czech Republic and Slovakia, home to most of its production, are much cheaper than elsewhere in the West. Vertical integration also helps it lower costs and maintain control over its supply chain. In January, for example, it unveiled a joint venture with Hellenic Defence Systems, a Greek state-owned arms maker, to produce TNT, among other things. There will be challenges to further growth, however. Wizzy newcomers, such as Helsing, a German drone maker, are growing quickly and may start to gobble up more of Europe's defence budgets. And if the war in Ukraine ends, demand for ammunition may drop significantly. In the meantime, Mr. Sternad is beginning to develop a bigger profile at home. CSG has become the main sponsor of the Czech Olympic team. Its boss has also bought a football club, Viktoria Plzeň, a rival to AC Sparta Prague, owned by fellow Czech billionaire Daniel Křetínský. Mr. Sternad is eyeing more than one goal.